Thank you for calling RStop 5. My name is Brian. How can I help you?
Hey, yes. My name is Ian Helm. I have your service, and it went out on my wife this morning. I'm at work at the moment, so I'm just trying to figure out if it's on my end or on your end.
Okay, yeah. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to get a couple of pieces of information so I can get into your account and get that sorted out for you.
Okay.
Give me one second here. Can I start off with your name, please?
Yes, my name is Ian Helm. That's I-A-N-H-E-L-M. I don't know if it's in my name or my wife's name.
Okay. And the address that's associated with the account?
74 Apple Tree Drive, Rogers, New York, 12477.
Okay. Thank you very much. Apple Tree Drive. Okay. Give me one second while I log into our system here.
Thank you.
Okay. Helm.
Yep.
Okay. It's under the name Megan, correct?
Yep, Megan, M-G-A-N.
Okay. Okay. Now, are you using an RStop Fiber router, or are you using your own?
It's my router.
It's your router. Okay.
I asked the installer if it would be better, since I think I paid for it, to have your router. And
right.
The installer told me no. Well, he didn't tell me no. He told me that pretty much said if there was any problems with this one, that they'd come back out and install there. But mine's been working fine.
Okay.
Sorry, that,
okay. Now, there's a small disclaimer that we give our customers if they're using their own routers, that sometimes if the internet isn't going well, we cannot troubleshoot from our end due to it not being an RStop Fiber router.
Yeah, I need to know if your modem's getting the internet to my house. You can see your modem.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have your modem. I just don't have your wireless router.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
Am I getting internet to the modem?
Let me see here.
Can
give
you
me
see
one.
That? You should be able to see that.
Let me. Yeah, I'm logging into our system right now. Okay.
And I was actually never told about your disclaimer there.
Oh, no?
So maybe I will have one of your technicians come out and put the right one in there. But we'll see if I can get this to work. Because if I can get it to work, I'd like to keep mine because mine jumps around my house.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bunch of meshes in my house because I have a dead zone and I can't get internet through my kitchen walls for some reason.
Okay, so you
have
a mesh network.
Yeah, so I have to relay it. So what he did is he ran a Cat 6 from the router to the other satellite in my other room.
Well, okay. So, I'm going to write down the information. We're going to make a trouble ticket, and we're going to send it over to our department, our tech department.
Do you have internet getting to my modem?
Right now I can't see that.
So no.
No, correct.
So something's wrong on your end if I'm not getting signal to your modem. You should be able to see that, if I'm not mistaken. You guys should be able to see where the cutoff is and where it's not getting signal in my development. I mean, I live in a development with about 30 other houses with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm not home, so I can't really verify anything at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't get signal from your modem, then I'm definitely not going to get signal to my router from your modem. You get what I'm saying?
I hear you. Do you happen to have, when you signed up, did they tell you about the HomePass app?
The what? No.
The HomePass?
No. The installer did not tell me about the HomePass.
No. Okay. Let me see here. I'm just going to write down some information from you so I can send it over to the department. You said the account's name is under Megan, correct?
Yeah, she's probably going to be calling you later, but I'm going to tell her not to because I'm handling it.
Okay, Megan Helm, located 74. Okay, Apple Tree Drive. And it's Socrates. Okay, and just to recap the issue, you're not getting any internet on some parts of your house?
Hang on a second, bud. Hang on. We need to verify one thing.
Yeah.
I am not home. Okay. The only thing I can tell you is what I'm being told, and nobody is at my house right now. Everybody's off in school. My wife's probably leaving work soon. So how about we do this? How about let me get home?
Okay,
really
yeah.
I need to be without internet tonight, so.
Yeah, and then,
how fast can we get it up and running?
It depends on what's going on. Because if it's an issue that we might have to send a tech out.
Well, there's no tech today.
I can't hear you, sir. There's too much background noise.
Oh, sorry. I apologize.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
You can't get a tech out there today if we write the ticket up now, or is it too late in the day?
I don't think so. But I could try.
So let me try for you. Okay. All right.
Okay. And then you can just give us a call, and we'll sort that out for you as quick as we can.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, sir. No problem. Thank you for calling us. Right. My name was Brian. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Brian. Bye.
Bye-bye.